Matt Greenwood back on at KJL Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, speaking to Briar Johnson. You might be familiar with the name if you follow Jefferson College women's basketball, or if you're an Arcadia Valley High School alumnus, you would know that name as well. And well, the folks at William Penn are going to get to know Briar Johnson as well, as she has decided to continue her basketball playing career from Jefferson College to William Penn, and obviously a big step up to an NAIA school that is coming off of a phenomenal year, Briar. But before we sort of talk about your time at Jeffco and Arcadia Valley and kind of how those things have built you up to who you are today, talk about the commitment and why William Penn was the next choice for you.
I chose William Penn because even though it's like 6 hours away from home, it really made me feel like I was at home. Their town is kind of similar to Farmington, and being 10 minutes from Farmington, I consider Farmington to be home, honestly. So that was a big reason. Their coaching staff, I got along with well on my trip. And their head coach, Coach Williamson, reminded me a lot of my school coach, Adam Waddell. So I really keyed in on that. And when we took my visit, my father and I did it together, and he had a lot of good things to say about it. So I knew that if Dad loved it, then it was obviously a great choice. So,
yeah, well, there you go. Follow Dad's advice. That's good advice for anybody, right?
Dad's always right.
Yeah, there you go. Now I know the folks at Jefferson College are gonna miss you for sure, because you were tied with Tyra Brown for the points per game leaders. You and Tyra both averaged 16 points a game, and it was pretty clear that you two were relied on by Coach Ashley McGee to do a bulk of the scoring and all those sorts of things and sort of lead the team. And you did a very good job of that. And I know the record didn't show much for you guys, but, we got to call some games and pretty exciting basketball for you. But talk about your time at Jefferson College a little bit and kind of how that made you a better basketball player.
Coach McGee took a chance with me there late in the summer and signed me, and I'm extremely thankful for that, because I was at the verge of not, like, wanting to play ever again, just getting my degree, you know. So I'm very, very thankful for her and Coach Jill. And then the girls at Jeffco, my teammates, they were just unbelievable towards me, always there for me, helped me through everything, constantly like, let's get in the gym together. You know, Tyra, as you said, she was my roommate, and it was like we were hooked at the hip from the beginning. So she pushed me, I pushed her, and I'm excited to see what they do next year. They're going to be really good. But Coach McGee, she helped me in the gym all the time. We were together in the weight room, on the floor, working out and stuff like that. So she was a big impact. And I'm, like I said, extremely thankful for them.
Yeah, it's very awesome. And you did mention Coach Adam Waddell, and got a chance to interview him and talk to him a couple of times during your time at Arcadia Valley before he decided to give up the coaching whistle for you guys. And I'm sure he wouldn't mind hearing again just how great he was and how much he meant to you in your career, if you want to say a few words about him again.
Oh, Coach Waddell, I love him to death. He was like a second dad, him and Coach Buckman, for me, honestly. I subbed the other day at AV, and I was in the gym for a little bit during lunch, and I grabbed a basketball and was kind of shooting around, and I started crying, and he came upstairs, and he was like, "Why are you crying?" And I was like, "I just miss it. I miss playing for you and, like, being with the girls and stuff like that." And he was like, "Well, there's no reason to cry. You had a good time. One of the best coaches ever." And I was like, "Yes, you're so right." And I honestly don't think I would be where I'm at today without him and Coach Buckman whatsoever.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. Of course, tears that would need to be shed, Coach Waddell. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah, you were obviously one of the best athletes at Arcadia Valley and in the regional radio listening area while you played there. Honestly, Briar, I mean, I've been here 3 years now, and I think my first year with regional radio down at J98 was your senior year, and It just doesn't feel like there's been that much time. between your senior year at Arcadia Valley and where you are now, but there's been 2 years and some change, and now you're going off to William Penn, which is a really cool thing for you. As you mentioned at the beginning, it kind of felt like home to you. What in particular about the town, and also what is the name of the town, and what in particular about it just made it feel very homey for you?
The town name, I'm going to butcher it. I always do. Oskaloosa, Iowa, I think that's what it is. It's like in between Des Moines and Iowa City, but it's small. It's not really big. They've got like a Walmart, a Casey's and stuff like that. So it's like stuff I'm used to, you know. And it's like that small town vibe. It's not like a big city with a lot of traffic, a lot of stoplights and stuff like that.
Right, so, most certainly.
Pretty much what I'm used to.
Okay. And I guess what I was trying to get to a little bit earlier and didn't quite get my point across is you've kind of had a nice little journey, you know. You've, again, a graduate of Arcadia Valley. Then you go to Mineral Area College, and I think it was an injury that knocked you out for a year. And then you come back and you play at Jefferson College, and now you're on to your third college, if you will. What's it been like to be in Briar Johnson's shoes this whole time?
Oh, it's been chaotic, honestly. Starting at Mineral Area, I had a great time with my girls. Coach Cuck and Coach Riley helped me a lot. Coach Todd, I'm thankful for them too. I just really wasn't sure if I wanted to continue playing basketball at that time, so I left. And then my dad, once again, dad's always right, was right there in my ear all the time throughout the summer, like, you know, you need to play. And so I went on and talked to Jeffco, and that's where I went. And it was a hectic year at Jeffco, too, just with how everything went, with losing a couple girls here and there. And then now I'm here getting ready to go to Iowa in like the next 3 months. And I have no clue what to think, honestly. I'm just going with the flow right now.
Hey, well, there you go. At least you've got a flow going, for sure. Now, I did mention at the very beginning that William Penn is coming off of a 30-win season in the NAIA Division I. They were not able to advance too far in the national tournament as they lost in the first round, but my goodness, 30 wins and only 3 losses, a winning culture, I'm sure for you was maybe an even bigger attraction than just the home style feeling you got.
30-3, I was like, man, if I could come in and contribute to a 30-win season, that would be phenomenal. I would enjoy that so much. And being that they have a 30-win season means that those girls work hard, and you know what I mean? Like, they're out there to play the game and win, not just to have fun. And I mean, yeah, we're out there to have fun, but I'm pretty competitive and I like to win, so that shows that they obviously all like to win too.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, we certainly wish you the best at William Penn. You're going to be a statesman, or do they have a different name for the lady athletics there, or is it...
No, we're statesmen.
You're statesmen too? Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, congratulations on being a statesman, and you know, enjoyed the interviews with you over the past few years, and certainly wish you the best there.
Thank you. I've enjoyed these interviews too. Maybe when I come back next year, we can have another one after maybe getting further in the national tournament.
There we go. Maybe Briar Johnson will hit the game-winning shot in one of those tournaments. Who knows?
We'll
talk about
that.
All right, that is Briar Johnson, Arcadia Valley product, MAC, Mineral Area College, Jefferson College, now on to William Penn, an NAIA school, and to play women's basketball there. So obviously appreciate all of her time dedicated to our stations here, KGF J98, The Works, and just happy to have her going on to William Penn. So, again, we appreciate her time, and we'll wrap up KJ Sports Talk next.